Masechtas Erevin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah discusses two people that on Shabbos fell and they do not have a 2,000 Amah Tchum. They're trapped into four Amas. One such case was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And these people, their four Amah space that they have partially overlaps with one another. Hayushnayim, if there were two people, Miktsas Amaisav Shalzeh, Batech Amaisav Shalzeh, part of the Amais, the square footage area, the Amais space that one person has, is within the part of the Amais space of the other person. So Mevian, they can bring their food to that middle area that they share, Va'ichlin Bam, so they can eat together. Ubavad, Shalai Yetzi Zem, Batech Shalai, Batech Shal Chabere, as long as they don't leave their own four Amais square into their friends, nor can their belongings, their food, nor can that transfer over into the other domain. They have to stay with, they and their belongings have now have residence in their four Amos, and they can't leave it, but they can share the overlapped area. Hayushleisha, if there were three people, and this is discussing three people in a line that have their Dalad Amos overlap each other. So the middle person has space that overlaps with the four Amos to the person to the left, and space that overlaps with four Amos to the person to the right. V'emtsoi muvla b'neim, the middle one is partially overlapping with each one on either side. Hu, the middle person, is mutar imayim, he's permitted to eat with them in the overlapping area, either to the left or to the right. V'heim mutaran imay, and they can eat together with that middleman in that area that they share. Ushnayim achitzayim, but the two outer people, asurim zem zeh, they can't eat together because they are not allowed to walk through the middleman's area. They can't leave their own four amas. They have to stay within their own boundaries. Amar Reb Shimon says, he applied this halacha to another case. Lama davar daima, to what is this similar to? L'shalesh chatzeres hapsucha zulazu, to three courtyards that have houses in each courtyard, and they open one to another. There's doorways from one courtyard to the next courtyard to the next courtyard, three in a row in a line. Upsuchas Dershas Rabim, and each courtyard has their own entrance to Dershas Rabim. So it's not like that there's a necessity to go from one courtyard to the next courtyard to the next courtyard, that they would be all connected. Each one is its own individual unit that has its own access to Dershas Rabim. They happen to also have doorways that lead from one to the left to the middle one to the right one. Erevushtein im haemtsayis, if the two outer ones made an Erev chatzeris together with the middle ones, he mutaris imahim, vehe mutaris ima, the outer ones are permitted to go to the middle one, and the middle one is permitted to go to the outer one. Ushtayim achitzayim asirizuim zu. But the two outer ones can't go to each other. They can only go to the middle, but they can't go to each other because there was no Erev chatzeris made between the two outer ones. Rav Shimon compared this to the previous case of the four Amos that overlapped of these three people, that each outer one was allowed to share space with the middle one. They just can't go, they can't share with each other. The two outer ones could not meet. However, the Rabbanan disagreed with Rav Shimon, and they held that by the Chatzer case, there was more concern, because it may be possible that someone may forget and go from one external Chatzer to the opposite end, and no one will realize and stop them, because people are in their houses, and they don't realize there's more people in the chatzer, and they may not be stopped. But in the case of the Dalad Amos, if one of the outer ends tried to cross and go meet the other outer, opposite outer end, the person in the middle would remind him that it's Shabbos, and he's not allowed to go out of his Dalad Amos, and therefore over there it was permitted, but by the chatzeris, it would not be permitted. Mishnah Zayin, Misha Baba Darach, someone's traveling on the road with Chashkalei, and Shabbos is setting, and he's going to acquire his Tchum, his 2,000 Amos radius around him, but he doesn't want to be limited to the space that he is. He's traveling in a certain direction, and he wants to extend his ability to travel further in the direction that he's going. V'haya Makir Ilan Agadir, and he recognizes a certain tree or a certain wall that some distance in front of him, within 2,000 Amos in front of him. V'amar, and he says, Shvisasi Tachtav, I want my Shvisa, my dwelling place, for Shabbos to be underneath that tree or underneath that wall. And in doing so, that would allow him that his center point of his dwelling would be somewhat in front of him. Then he would be able to travel to there plus another 2,000 amas beyond it, as opposed to being limited to the 2,000 amas from where he's standing. So in this case, where he designated his dwelling underneath the entire tree, or underneath somewhere underneath this wall, Loyam Markum, this does not work, because the area that he's designating is too large. It needs to be Dalet Amos, of his focal point of his designation dwelling place. When he's out in the open, it has to be a Dalet Amos area. And underneath the tree or underneath the wall, in this case we're talking about a case where there's more than Dalet Amos space underneath the tree. And therefore, it's not specific enough, and it doesn't work. But if he would say, Shvisasi be'ikrei, I want my dwelling place to be by the trunk of the tree, which is a much smaller area, then it would work, that would be his dwelling place. And Mahalach mimakam raglav va'ad ikrei alpayim ama, he would be able to walk from where he's standing till the trunk up to 2,000 amas distance. If it was within 2,000 amas, he can walk up to that amount. Umei ikrei va'ad besei alpayim ama, and then he can go from the tree towards his house where he was traveling to. He can go another 2,000 amas beyond the tree because he set it at his dwelling place at the trunk of the tree. Nimtza mahalach mishechashicha arbas alafim ama, it will come out that he'll be able to walk 4,000 amas after nightfall. That will still be within his tchum of his new dwelling place. The first case of the Mishnah, when he specifies the area underneath the tree or the wall that was too large, so the Rav says that it's specifically talking about a case that it was a large area. He says if it was 8 amas or more, then it won't work. But if it's 7 amas only, so then if there's only 7 amas underneath the tree or the wall, anywhere where you'd cut a portion of 4 amas, you're automatically going to hit one amma that's surely covered in that 4 amas, and it's definitive designation that at least part of it is definitive, that would be his dwelling place. In such a case, it would work. So if the tree underneath the entire tree's area is smaller, 7 amas, or underneath the wall is smaller, then there would be a part that's definitely, definitively marked as his dwelling place. Then that would work to designate his dwelling place there, and he can then make his shvisa there and travel to it, plus 2,000 amas beyond it.